Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Misty Ray, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is even more weird stuff about being 50, because there just weren't enough already. I've said it before, but it bears repeating. Being a woman of a certain age is a strange place to be. It's not quite old enough to know better, too young to care. It's more, I'm up for it, but I'll need a nap first, or I'd love to, but I'm afraid it'll hurt, mixed with a still youthful zeal. It's a time of strange contradictions and just plain weird shit happening. Here are a few of them. My kids' friends hit on me. Imagine my surprise when I'm bringing snacks down to my son and a couple of his pals, all high school kids, and I get propositioned by one of them. We'll call him Mike. He sidles up to me, trying his best to be smooth, which is nearly impossible for a 17-year-old, and informs me that his parents are going away over the holidays and that he'll have the house to himself. So, I do what any best friend's mother would do. I let him know he's welcome at our place any time. This kid looks at me, his chubby, freckled cheeks pink, and says, "Now, I was thinking you could come over and I'll get some wine for us." Wait, what? Ew! Let's leave the wine aside, the wine you can't buy because you're 17, Junior, but what? I've watched you grow up. I practically raised you. Did I mention you're 17 and I'm decades older than that? Oh, and I'm married to an adult. Did I mention that you're my son's best friend? There are so many things wrong with what just happened. I can't even begin to tell you. Oh, and turn around and have a look at my poor son who's trying to melt into the floor from sheer embarrassment. Apparently, with age, I became the hot mom. I wasn't the hot friend. I wasn't the hot girl at school. I wasn't the hot girl at university. I wasn't the hot anything. Ha ha! Ain't irony a bitch? And their dads. Seriously, middle age has to be the only time when a woman can have a father-son duo vying for her attention at the same time. As it turns out, young Mike's apple didn't fall far from the tree. His father, also named Mike, found his way to my inbox and decided it was a good idea to tell me what he thought of my looks and to give me his best proposition. He's married, and apparently we'd have to do it in his school bus so he wouldn't get caught. Yowza! How could a girl resist that? 3 minutes of heaven, or hell, with some beer in a school bus. Can you spell H-O-T? Yeah, me either. I think I'll pass. Turn that shit down. As I've gotten older, I like my quiet. I don't like things too loud. I especially hate music being too loud, all that thumping and banging. I can almost see myself shaking my cane at those awful youngins and their loud offense to my ears. Crank it up. The thing about my rules is they're mine. I make 'em, I break 'em. I love quiet, till I don't. Right now I'm listening to an episode of Classic American Top 40 from December 7th, 1985, and I have it on my TV, not the radio. Why? So I can blast that shit loud. When they're playing my jam, I'm a play it loud. Something has to drown out my screeching voice. Nothing's new. One thing my mother used to tell me is that if you live long enough, you'll start to see the same things over and over again. I didn't get it then. I get it now. There's a reboot for everything from my day. If it hasn't been made already, it's already been done or is in the works. We've redone 90210, Saved by the Bell, Roseanne, Footloose, MacGyver, and on and on. We've redone movies. We've redone music. It seems every time there's a disaster in the world, we trot out one of our trusty famine relief songs from 1985, dust it off, throw Justin Bieber in there, shift a few words, and bingo, a topical appeal is made. I shudder to think what assault my ears will be treated to in 2025 should some calamity befall us. I'm not sure I'm ready for We Are the World 40, but rest assured, should there be a need, Lionel Richie and Tony Bennett will be there to answer the call. Nothing good. I get the feeling I should be happy with all the reboots and remakes. I get the feeling the powers that be, whoever they are pointing these efforts right at me and people like me. They're trying to capitalize on our nostalgic craving for days gone by. Here's the problem. They're more often than not done poorly. There might have been a time I cared whether Dylan picked Kelly or Brenda. I don't give a shit about who their kids pick. Also, why is Marlena possessed by the devil again? That's been done. It's not cute. It's not clever. It's not fresh or interesting. I don't want to hear some kid whining through one of my favorite songs with his or her voice being fed through some sort of modulator thingy because, as cute as he or she is, they can't sing. Leave me with my memories and the magic of YouTube to relive them in true form and think of some original stuff. Recycling is only good for food waste and cardboard. Technology is awesome. I grew up in a time when we got our own information from encyclopedias, not Wikipedia. Yeah, we had to look stuff up in big books. There was no such thing as the internet. We also had to either call our friends from home or find a payphone when we were out. We didn't carry phones in our pockets. Technology has absolutely made things easier. Everything from writing to education and keeping in touch is as simple as logging on or turning on your phone. Don't bug me. As great as it is to have the world at your fingertips, there's something a bit creepy or maybe annoying about anyone being able to contact you at any time. One of the things I hate about my cell phone is the fact that it acts as a kind of homing device. I'm never, ever truly unreachable. I miss the days when I could hide behind someone else who would claim I wasn't home if I didn't want to talk to them. I also miss slamming down the receiver in anger. Hitting disconnect just doesn't have the same effect. There are so many more contradictions, but I'll leave it here for now. I'm enjoying the strange land that is middle age. But it leaves me wondering, if it's this weird now, I wonder what being old will be like. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.